KDOW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Both sides know there's no time to waste.
Work has to be done. Work is continuing to take place.
White House spokesman Jay Carney as the fiscal cliff debate kicks into high gear this week. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
And many Republicans are now saying more federal revenue would be a good thing.
The trick is to figure out how to get a more stable, consistent source of revenue, and to do so without chilling economic growth and bringing about job losses.
That's Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker's passing around a new plan that includes some tax hikes as well as cuts to Medicare and Social Security benefits. And President Obama plans to talk about the fiscal cliff in an event Friday in suburban Philadelphia. Lisa?
Rich, the official who's been a target in claims of a Benghazi cover-up will face her top accusers today behind closed doors. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice requested the meeting on Libya with three Republican senators. Clashes in Egypt. On a day of mass protest over the new president's new powers, Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Mideast Bureau.
Police and protesters are already coming to blows in downtown Cairo. A mass rally had been planned for today by opponents of the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. The Muslim Brotherhood were also due to hold a demonstration in support of Morsi, but they've called it off to avoid what they called public tension. The protesters are demanding he reverses decrees he made, giving him near absolute powers, even over the courts. Morsi is trying to defuse the situation in talks with senior judges in the country. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. Cyber Monday, even better than expected, up over 28% from a year ago, says one firm that tracks online sales, $1.5 billion in 24 hours. But Wall Street futures are mixed despite the cyber sales surge and relief in Europe over a debt deal to free up more bailout money for Greece. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to...
I come in,
they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at radioaguiland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels toy drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is, that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow. And then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all. But you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week, in shape for life.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
WTW News Time is 6:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. It's the first time in the 24 years Lieutenant Craig Anderson has been a member of the College Station Police Department that someone has stolen an ambulance.
The vehicle was stolen from Brian, and the person that stole the vehicle had gotten into an accident in College Station. While the police officer and fire department were on scene, he hopped an ambulance and stole that and started traveling around the city.
The ambulance was found on Holloman east of Welburn with the driver out of the vehicle. Following a brief resistance, 28-year-old Cody Losey of Bryan was arrested for stealing the ambulance and a delivery car from a Bryan car parts store. The ambulance was damaged after striking a concrete pillar at the McDonald's drive-thru on George Bush near Welburn. 6 weeks ago, the Bryan Police Department learned of possible human remains buried near the downtown area. An anthropologist reports animal bones were found in the 600 block of East 24th, two blocks east of Texas. Barring new information, detectives say they have finished their investigation of what was first reported as a person being buried in the late 1960s. Black Friday included 7 burglaries reported to Bryan Police in under 9 hours. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victims were all businesses. There was property damage at all locations, while only one reported anything taken.
Approximately $260 of value taken. Check made out to somebody else and then $2 bills. Most of the businesses that were hit were either food establishments, there was one cleaner's, and one gas station.
McKeithen says the same person is believed to have struck at locations along William Joel Bryan, Villa Maria, and Highway 21. Every 2 years, city governments update how they offer tax breaks to commercial and industrial property owners. The last Bryan City Council meeting included unanimous approval of a revised tax abatement policy, but not before now-retired Councilman Mike Sutherland asked several questions. Among them, how to keep track of how many new employees live in Bryan.
How are you going to figure that out? I mean, how do you know that?
If we required that in a tax abatement, then in that document, we would come up with that process.
Okay, that's standard.
And they would have to provide that to us.
Okay, number 12, the population growth of the city that occurs directly as a result of new improvements. And I think that's a good thing, because I've advocated, you know, having people work here, live here, but there's still no measure for that either.
While city staff said this applied to general guidelines and not the official application, Sutherland sought an equal playing field for all new and expanding employers seeking abatements. Crop gardens might soon be popping up throughout historic downtown Bryan. Joan Quintana is trying to raise $15,000 for the Distributed Urban Farming Initiative, which aims to encourage good food, good health, and good growth in communities through gardens. Quintana says the goal is simple.
To provide a place where school kids and adults can be reintroduced to their food. When you have healthier communities, then you have healthier employees and you're more attractive to employers. So it is really about growing communities through healthy options.
She says the fresher produce is, the greater its nutritional value, and they plan to use city lots that aren't being used. The deadline to reach the funding goal is a week from Sunday, December 9th. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a link to their website. An Aggie ring lost last December has been found. Tony Chandler of Austin, class of 2012, reported the ring slipped off in Wyoming while making a snow angel at Grand Teton National Park. The marine biology graduate at the Galveston campus said she removed her gloves to shake off the snow and the ring flew from her hand. Last spring, a couple from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, visited the campsite and found the ring. While Chandler's name was engraved, there was little luck in finding her. However, last week during dinner with friends, Barb Walsh told a retired law enforcement officer about the ring, and with his help, Chandler was found and the ring was returned. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Brazos Valley weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
Morning cloudiness should give way to some afternoon clearing from northwest towards the south and east. We're going to be looking at a frontal system continuing to move offshore. Drier weather will try to build in behind that later today. High of 60. Turning clear overnight. Lows will drop to 40 to 45. Sunshine and milder tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouding up on Thursday, chance of showers, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, you will find out what Johnny thinks about the nickname, which was the very first question in the teleconference yesterday. We'll get you caught up on that. A&M basketball was on the hardwood last night. NBA and Monday Night Football, all to boot, coming up at 6:50.
So we actually have a chill factor this morning. North winds at 16, gusting up to 23.
Yeah, I had to pull out the sock monkey gloves.
That's right, sock monkey gloves. Do you understand why, you know, one of the strangest things when they first came out were heated seats, you know, and
those aren't bad though.
No, and then but also there were cars that I don't know if they still have them had heated steering wheels.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I figured that was the wife of an engineer at one of the motor companies in Detroit going, I don't want my fingers to get. I don't have to wear sock monkey gloves. You know what I'm saying?
It was along the lines of, okay, you fixed the one problem.
That's right.
You haven't fixed the other.
The car is safe. But the car's steering wheel is cold. And the thing is, we don't have that problem here a lot. But
I'll tell you what, the steering wheel gets cold, but the seat doesn't.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and again, there's that seat heater thing is probably, that's a pretty good deal. So anyhow, so we got north winds at 16 to 23 miles an hour. Finally got some freezing temperatures in parts of Texas, you know, not here, though. We're not freezing here. 46 is our chill factor as we have it today. But it's going to be nice, you know, a little breezy, 60s today. We're back up to 75, by the way, on Friday. And Saturday, 78, which is great for Christmas shopping. Nothing like getting out there in your favorite T-shirt and going Christmas shopping. But, you know, that's one of the many reasons we love living in Texas.
Yeah,
we
and
do that
flip-flops.
If we want to. Sure, any of that. So in Japan, a children's baseball manager has been sent to jail after being convicted of contributing to the delinquency of seven minors after getting them drunk on sake. After the team won the local championship, he celebrated by giving them sake. I mean, really? Doesn't somebody tell you in parent school not to do that? All the ball players were 11 and 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness.
In what world did you wake up and say? Or did he do that? Did he get the kids all together and he said, hey, you know, if you win today,
I'll get you loaded.
Yeah, something like that. I'll get you some sake. And, they know what that is. So they're going, wow, that'd be great. But my thought is, again, this is the local championship. So, you know, this is early in the playoffs, maybe. What was going to happen later on? And I guess they must have lost.
Gentlemen's club, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I guess. probably true.
I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Besides maybe just getting sick and throwing up, I'm not exactly sure how an 11 or 12-year-old is going to handle getting drunk.
You don't have to worry about him driving.
No, that's true.
Hey, at least it wasn't tobacco like in that movie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's nasty business.
That's nasty business no matter what age you are, but all right, we're not going there.
Yippee!
Yeah.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Hey, there you go. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And see, now, Kat, your mom must have known because today is Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
What?
Yeah, didn't you tell me that she made like a Bavarian cream pie, or you had that like for...
No, we had pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, maybe she was just kind of ahead of time.
Maybe. Yeah, so maybe, Scott.
So it's that, and it's also National Day of Listening.
Oh, wait, I thought it was that a few days ago.
I'm not
sure, though. I wasn't listening.
Never heard you. Never hurts to listen more than once. Thank you. Okay. What do you got?
Oh, please, as if you've never said a bad joke on here. You've already made me feel bad when we weren't even on air.
Oh, wow.
He asked me a question about Mallet Brothers Barbecue, if it was pronounced Mallet. And I said, yeah, you know, like the guys on Mario. And he gave me this blank look. So then I was like, you know.
Okay.
And then he just kept looking
so
like.
When somebody hums at you in the hall like
you?
That, you generally give them that look.
That's right. Just walk away. Walk away.
Got to get the RCA dog.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Birthdays. Jaleel White is 36. He was Urkel. Did I do that? He's 36.
He also played Sonic the Hedgehog in the New Adventures of Sonic and Tails.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of my
and what does he
faves
do now?
And craves.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably sits on a big pile of money.
Well, maybe. Trying to be serious. You know, imagine trying to be a serious actor after you played Urkel.
Hey, that was, number one, that was like pre-puberty. Number two, sure. He turned out to be a pretty handsome guy.
Did he? Okay.
And if you ever saw Stefan.
Buff.
When he created that machine, Steve Urkel did, where he would come out as his... like alternate, like Stefan was the name of the other guy. Yeah. Stefan Urkel. And he was pretty suave. He was pretty cool looking.
Okay,
so
there you go.
He could do both.
Got that going on.
Charlton Copley is 39. He played Murdoch in the A-Team remake.
Uh-huh.
Eric Menendez, 41.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's in prison still, right?
Yeah, I believe so. The downfall of Mike Tyson, Robin Givens, is 48 years old.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's all her fault.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything. Right, yeah, okay.
Fisher Stevens is 49. You'll remember him from Short Circuit 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he was married to Michelle Pfeiffer for a while.
Oh, all right.
Caroline Kennedy, 55. The inspiration of Sweet Caroline from Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, one of my heroes, 57.
I love that guy.
And the guy, and definitely a hero, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Risky Business. Uh-huh. I can keep going.
That's okay.
Curtis Armstrong, 59 years old today, and Catherine Bigelow, 61.
Yeah, The Hurt Locker. Mm-hmm. Quite the movie, that's for sure. All right, yeah, I think that's most of those people I hadn't heard of. Bill Nye, you know, not, Gail Sheehy, who wrote Passages, but she's old. She's 75. You know, Bill Nye apparently not in the Chase Murphy fan club, or Chase is not in the Bill Nye.
Really? Science.
Yeah, they apparently did some gig together, and so
you're kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, he's a bit of a pill, I think, as Chase.
Maybe he just was in a bad mood.
Could
that
have been
one
a bad day.
Day.
You never know. All right, it's 6:20.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This should not surprise you, the battle, the debate that is going on, because it got started by the president in his press conference. The Republicans are holding the economy, the middle class in the country hostage. Give me the part that I want, which is higher taxes on those evil, rascally, wealthy people. Businesses that make $200,000 a year, or you are holding the middle class hostage, and we are going to head towards a fiscal cliff, a calamity, a disaster. Now, first, let me just calm everybody down. There is no cliff. There is no disaster that's going to happen if they don't reach a deal by the new year. This happens all the time, and it's the same players. This is what's frustrating to me.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Bieber is the reason. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. Singer Justin Bieber knows how to bring back a style. He posted photos of himself wearing UGG slippers, which led to strong holiday sales. Shares of the sheepskin bootmaker's parent, Deckers Outdoor, rose 6.6%. Experian Marketing Services said UGGs was the number one product searched for online on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Yesterday, it was number two behind the Kindle Fire. Chrysler feels your pain, guys, so it's making more special edition vehicles and versions of existing cars and trucks that target select buyers. One is the Man Van, a version of its Dodge Grand Caravan tailored for dads who prefer sports cars but have to drive minivans to haul kids and gear. Stocks took a snooze after the holiday. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 42 points to 12,967. The S&P 500 closed down 2 points. Telecommunications and energy stocks fell most sharply. The Nasdaq reversed course and rose almost 10 points. Nasdaq futures are up 2.5 points. The S&P 500 down 1 point. And the blue chips are down 12 points at this time. Jen Ursillo, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today, about 61. Going to be breezy with the north winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, around 40. Good and chilly. Then we'll gradually warm up. 66 tomorrow, about 70 on Thursday, 75 on Friday, and nearly 80 on Saturday once again. Lows each night after that will be appropriately higher as we move on. There'll be a slight chance of showers, too. Plus, we got a little rain last night as the front moved through in some areas. Didn't last very long, but every little bit helps, right? Right now, the winds are out of the north at 16, gusting to 23. Our chill factor is 46, and overcast skies, and our air temperature is 51 degrees.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?" Or, "What about...
Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?"
Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
People who are successful at networking don't necessarily meet a lot of people. They meet the right kind of people. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
If you're good at networking, you go to a lot of events and you get a lot of business cards.
And it's almost the idea that I might get lucky and at that next function meet that one person who's going to help me change my life. Just doesn't happen, right?
Larry Mall, author of the book Networking is Dead, says a smaller network of, say, 10 people who you really connect with is usually much more effective.
The idea of going, are you going to, like, spread yourself like peanut butter, you know, a mile wide and an inch deep, or are you going to try and go deep with a smaller group of people? And that's why the people you pick are so important.
So, how do you connect with those people in the first place?
One of the most powerful ways is to have an introduction from somebody else. And the tools that are available in terms of LinkedIn and Facebook and all these other tools make the finding who's out there and what they're doing much more accessible than it's ever been in the past. So it's very possible that you may know somebody who knows somebody who knows that person.
But if that's not possible, Larry says you can approach people directly.
But the difference is, it's not just about here's who I am and here's what I want. It's about, is there some way that I can help you? Because we really believe in the idea of giving first. And just make an offer. A very simple offer is the best way to start to see if somebody's interested in exchanging with you.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
WTW News Time is 6:31. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The last Bryan City Council meeting included updating general guidelines for new and expanding employers seeking property tax abatements. City Attorney Janice Hampton and City Manager Keene Register balked at additions sought by now retired Councilman Mike Sutherland.
It's not the application.
Right.
It's just the general guidelines and criteria that the council will consider in awarding it or not awarding a tax.
So someone could take a look at this and say, well, make sure that I'm covering, you know, several of these, but they don't by any means have to meet any or all of them.
But I know, but people need to understand what they're getting into, and it needs to be fair to everybody. So if you treat me one way and somebody else a different way, which this would allow, that's not fair.
Among other things, Sutherland wanted full property taxes to be paid first, then refunded instead of pursuing repayment if a company failed to comply, and requiring the measurement tool to determine how many new employees were living in Bryan. A stolen delivery car in Bryan Monday afternoon turned into a crash in College Station, which led to the driver of the stolen car driving away in an ambulance.
We eventually stopped him on Holloman Street around the 300 block and eventually got him out of the ambulance. Well, actually, he was out by the time we got there and we took him into custody. We right now have some officers still with him and they're questioning him, but we still don't know why he decided to take the ambulance.
Lieutenant Craig Anderson in the College Station Police Department says the ambulance was found on Holloman east of Welburn. The ambulance was damaged after hitting a concrete pillar in the drive-thru of the McDonald's on George Bush near Welburn. 28-year-old Cody Losey of Bryan was arrested for stealing the ambulance and the delivery car. Bryan police suspect one person was responsible for 7 business burglaries during a span of less than 9 hours on Black Friday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 5 of the 7 victims were restaurants.
Approximately $6,000 to $7,000 worth of damage overall. All of them had some type of damage, whether it be minor or extensive. So I estimate it to be about $1,000 per building.
McKeithen says entry was gained in only 4 of the 7 locations, and just 1 of the 4 had anything taken, which amounted to 2 $2 bills and a check made out to a third party. An anthropologist has told Bryan police that animal bones were found in a yard 2 blocks east of Texas on 24th Street. In mid-October, detectives were given information of possible human remains being buried in the late 1960s. With the completion of the excavation process and the bones being examined, police say the case is closed unless they receive new information. A&M graduates, what would you do if you lost your Aggie ring? And what would your reaction be 11 months later if it was found? The holidays are much brighter for Tony Chandler, class of 2012, who lost her ring last December in Wyoming at Grand Teton National Park. A woman from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, found it last spring in the gravel of a park campsite. A friend who is a retired law enforcement officer helped Barb Walsh locate Chandler last week. As part of a plan to plant edible crops within historic downtown Bryan, you can visit a test garden at the federal building. Project manager Joan Quintana says they aim to show urban residents how to plant vegetables in a way that's manageable and attractive, even when there isn't much space.
What once was the loading dock of the post office now forms a bit of a stage, and there's a fenced-in area where we've put pallet gardens and wall-mounted gardens and gutter gardens and different types of plantings just to demonstrate some novel ideas. And that's just the beginning.
Quintana says they hope to eventually make the crops available to school children and to downtown restaurants. Quintana says they are still trying to raise $15,000 before Sunday, December 9th. For more details about how to get involved, go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troop Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels Toy Drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Cold front will continue to move out into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We'll start out with cloudiness, but during the afternoon, we'll try to clear out from northwest towards the south and east. Temperatures near 60. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. We'll see abundant sun during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower Thursday, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My feelings on it, I think it's something that's funny.
That's the voice of Johnny Manziel, and we'll hear more of that coming up in just a little bit. Also, Monday Night Football, Aggie basketball, and more in 12 minutes.
Well, you know, now things are getting ugly. See, things the backstory here on Johnny Football is that things are starting to get ugly because now, all of a sudden, Tyler wants to be his hometown. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's where he's from.
He's born and raised there. But, you know, he did all his football stuff in Kerrville.
Yes, sir.
And then now he's playing in College Station. So, you know, we got him for now, but still. And they asked him about that yesterday, you know. Golly, they asked him about everything. Boy, there were some stupid questions in there.
Yes, there were. And none of them will be broadcast later this morning.
Once again, the media proves... Give us an open microphone, and we can sound stupid.
Like what?
There were no tree questions. Nobody
there
did
were,
the
Nobody
Walters
asked
thing.
The tree thing, right? What's it been like the last 12 weeks? Oh, well, I've really had a crappy time. I've really hated this. This has been awful. You know, just dumb stuff like that. Really dumb stuff.
What do you envision yourself being like after some experience?
There you go. That was the dumbest one. I think that's when I turned the radio off.
Wait,
go ahead.
Asking someone what they are envisioning for the future is a dumb question?
Asking them how good a football player do they think they'll be in 4 years based on this year's performance? What kind of a question is that?
Maybe they want to, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and that's what he wanted to say, I'm sure. I have no idea. I'm just having fun here.
Well, unless they're just wanting him to say, I'm going to be awesome. I'm going to be the greatest.
Right, of course. That's what they want. And obviously, and the thing is, if you go on YouTube, he's spoken before. It's not like they schooled him or anything. And he'll speak again today, right? And we'll have that on KZNE. Is that correct?
That is correct. It will be on The Zone 11:50 at 2 o'clock.
All right. That'll be, that's come up. But again, that's. Biggest thing out there. I mean, he's there's a big story on him in USA Today this morning. And,
It wasn't a surprise, but you just don't see it here much when the writer from Sports Illustrated would like to ask a question.
Yeah.
The writer from CBS Sports would like to ask a question.
Again, the kid was spectacular. I mean, he gets an absolute A.
Without question.
He speaks really, really well. Hello.
Hey, don't forget about the genius from Fort Worth. You're asking him about... whether or not TCU offered him a scholarship.
That was
a great question.
Well, he wanted that. And again, you know, things are going pretty well in Fort Worth. If you're an old guy like I am, you remember when these guys were horrible. Okay, I mean, they were just horrible.
Yeah, the best game that TCU played was Rice.
Yeah, well, something like that.
Back in the old Southwest Conference days.
I mean, they would score against Texas first, and they'd yell, we scored first all the way through the
yes,
game.
Yes, they would.
They were horrible. Well, you know, Gary Patterson's turned that program around. They're doing fine. But, I mean, if you want to start talking about that, I mean, Texas looked at him and didn't offer him as a quarterback. I mean, it's just, that's what it's all about. That's what that whole football thing is, and you know.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman.
And Coach Rossley. That's it. But I like the fact that he looked back and talked about his Kerrville coaches and named them by name, and that's, you know.
I did find something very interesting in that press conference, though.
Mm-hmm.
When they asked what his influences were, he didn't say a word about his dad.
No, he didn't say a word about his dad. No, he didn't. He talked about his coaches mostly, and so. Anyhow, we'll see. Most everybody says he's an odds-on favorite to win. Here's what I'm thinking is that the voters voted first, second, and third. I can't imagine that he would be third in anything. You know what I'm saying? Okay, if you don't want to vote him first as a freshman or whatever, that's fine. So you vote him second. But there's no way that you vote this kid third, I don't think. I mean, just the way I look at it.
There's a quote on, but pulling it up right quick, from SI.
Mm-hmm.
that's on the front page. If you go to the Aggie Sports page, and I'm pulling it up right now, so I'm taking too long. Okay. In the Heisman Trophy Award is going for the best, most outstanding football player, the guy who makes the biggest difference. There's no question who that is. It's Johnny Manziel. If you're not thinking of voting for Johnny Manziel, you're nuts. Andy Staples, Sports Illustrated.
Oh, that's cool.
And Heisman Trophy voter.
Now, and by the way, Kat, I mean, they did make a reference. Yes. He did reference RG3 yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, he did.
What did he say?
Well, they were discussing the idea that there could be back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners who played high school football in Texas and you know, college football, too. So, you know, that was pretty cool.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy to love RG3. I'm happy to love Johnny Manziel. Aggies, A&M is my second favorite university.
Yeah, there you go.
It's my favorite university in the SEC.
Ah.
And then my favorite university on planet Earth is Baylor University.
That would be Kat at Brian Broadcast. Yeah. You've seen your comments right there. Well,
and it doesn't matter because she doesn't have a vote anyhow in the Heisman.
Yeah, you know me. I'm one of those retired Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I have a lot of say and authority in these things.
Oh, so anyway, so we'll know all that later on and that and, you know, bowl stuff. And
They've added the kitten to his Heisman page.
There's something I heard.
The kitten. And
he saved a cat. Have you not heard the story?
Well, I heard Brent Swarnaman make a notation.
No, all I've heard about, really all I know about Johnny Football is that some woman wrote a song, and apparently Louis says it's terrible.
It's awful.
I said, Louis, are you jealous? Do we need to write you a song? He said, oh, no, I already have so many people writing songs for me.
Yeah, right. Hello. Well, okay. Anyway. Go ahead. So the kitten.
So the kitten, thing. Yeah.
He apparently saw a cat up a tree, and it was on Welburn Road over by Kyle Field, and he rescued the cat and tweeted a picture of the cat. So that just added to the lore. Well, on his Heisman page.
Are you sure he didn't chase the cat up the tree to begin with and then get it down and rescue it?
He holds the SEC record for total yards in a season, breaking Cam Newton's in two fewer games.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. He's done 2-time Walter Camp, 3-time AT&T All-American Player of the Week. I mean, they've got all his stats all the way down the line. And then in here it says, 1, number of kittens Johnny Manziel has saved on Welburn Road in front of Kyle Field. 2, Walter Camp. 3, AT&T. 3, SEC Offensive Players of the Week.
Well, if he saved a kitty cat, might have to be his fan.
Yeah. We swayed cat over to the Manziel side.
I'm not ready to buy a number 2 jersey yet.
You know, okay.
But I might. He just went up on my respectometer.
Ah, there you go for grabbing the cat. And apparently they turned it into the animal shelter or something, I think.
Yes, they did.
So that's it. See, if we didn't talk about this, we'd have talked about politics. And again, aren't we all about sick of that?
Reason we have to talk
about
politics.
No, we don't. That's right.
It's not like it's a nailed down schedule
it's not.
Of the show.
By the way, we will talk to Bill Flores tomorrow about 7:30 in the usual slot, and you know, because they're going to get back in there and, of course, find out what's best for us Americans, you know, we U.S. people. We'll see. Anyway, it's 6:47.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from a farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
If you polled 100 gardeners, what part of their landscape do you think they'd report as getting the least amount of their time and effort? It's an area almost all of us have, and yet very few of us put it to good use. It's the space between houses, that shrinking little boundary between properties. It's 10 or 20 feet wide, it's 100 feet long, and that's 1,000 square feet or more of valuable ground that's probably just going to waste. We're going to explore some opportunities right after this important message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you have a narrow space between your house and your neighbor, as we so often do in urban landscaping, you need to plan a shared garden. If both you and your neighbor enjoy gardening, the in-between space is ideal. Whether it's flowers, vegetables, or herbs, it gives you the chance to combine your efforts and share your rewards. You can buy one rototiller between the two of you, and each of you can grow your favorite crops. It's a great place to teach kids about gardening, and it's a good way to meet neighbors and make friends. That's a grand idea. If you have a side entry to your home or garage, then the space between houses becomes much more important. You're actually going to be walking there. You may have a rear entry garage, and if so, you'll want some manner of sidewalk or path from the drive to the door. Consider interlocking concrete pavers, hard-fired paving bricks, or flagstone. Each is a durable hard surface, and each is an easy do-it-yourself project. Set the walk out from the building so you create a small planting bed, and then fill it with your favorite flowers or herbs. You'll love the aromas as you brush against them, but stay with small plants, plants that stay small at maturity. How about a breakfast nook or patio garden off the master bedroom? If you have access from either of those two important parts of your home, consider building a small retreat where you can go to get away from the phone and your email. You can erect whatever arbor or covering it takes to gain privacy and then build yourself a little place of retreat. Put in a spa or add a small wrought iron bistro table for coffee while you access your computer or do whatever it is you do to get away from it all. Hang baskets and wall plants and surround yourself with handsome patio pots. At the other extreme, if you're looking for a utilitarian place to store things, this in-between area may be the ticket for that as well. If you have a space that's hidden from sight, consider some type of a structure to house the mower, and the trimmer, and the portable grill. Be sure it all meets code and constructed out of quality materials that won't become an eyesore later. Screen it off with tall shrubs or a short run of fence, but keep it accessible. If you need shade, let's assume the area faces west. Let's figure you'd like to plant a tree for the shade. It'll need to get up and over the house. Otherwise, it'll crowd in on things too much. I'm Neil Sperry. Less labor in your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Now, on the same day Johnny Football's coming out party, he hadn't spoken to the media because of a rule with Coach Sumlin not allowing freshmen to speak to the media. Manziel earned his 9th SEC Freshman of the Week honor on Monday after another Heisman Trophy-worthy performance against the Missouri Tigers. This is Manziel's take on being a freshman with a chance to win the coveted trophy.
It's something that you dream about as a kid. It's the biggest, most prestigious award in college football, so it would definitely be a dream come true.
Having won 9 SEC Freshman Weekly honors, easily a record, with the previous high being 3 set by 5 different players, Johnny Football has been a little surprised by the early success.
There's no way that I thought I would have this much of a success, and it just it speaks to volumes about our team and how much we've come together and grown each week, and it really just tells a bigger story about everybody on this team.
And finally, the very first question, of course, was about the nickname.
It was something that kind of started to be thrown out a little bit whenever I first got here to Texas A&M. My feelings on it, I think it's something that's funny. I think it's something that a lot of people here in Aggieland, they enjoy. So it's something that I find extremely funny. Just kind of, it kind of fits. So it's something that I think is pretty funny.
Manziel's not the only one garnering national attention. First year A&M offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury was named a finalist for the Broyles Award, which honors the top assistant coaches in college football. Turning down to the hardwood, Texas A&M used a dominating performance in the paint, outscoring the Demons 42-18 from the inside and defeating Northwestern State 78-65 at Reed last night. 4 Aggies scored in double digits, with senior Elston Turner leading the way. He had 17, closely followed by Jamichael Reese. He had 15. Here's Reese after the game on changing the team's tempo.
Yeah, with the fast break and just dumping it off to high flyers like Jordan, Courtney, or Ray, who I know is going to finish strong and get the crowd into the game. Momentum changer.
Turning now to Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers beat Philadelphia 30-22. In basketball, San Antonio Spurs won their 4th straight over the still winless Washington Wizards 118-92. In hockey, both sides have agreed to a federal mediator, and they entered the stalled NHL labor talks with the season almost halfway finished because of the lockout. 3 mediators have been assigned to assist in the negotiations in an effort to end the lockout, which is in its 72nd day. And finally, A&M opposite hitter Elisa Cosmo and middle blocker Lindsey Miller have been named to the 2012 All-SEC volleyball team. Aggie setter Allie Swatsky has been named to the second team. The conference official announced that yesterday. It's the second consecutive year, by the way, for Cosmo and Miller, who were also all Big 12 first-teamers as juniors. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Did you know you could take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Beautiful, noble, Fraser and German firs, white and Scotch pines, traditional or snowy flocked, with or without the stands, from the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot on University Drive. Simply come to the big tent behind TGI Fridays. Choose your fresh tree, fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias. If you like, the Farm Patch will deliver your tree for you as well, quick and easy. Look for the big tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays, and happy holidays from the Farm Patch.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Well, going to be a nice day today. A little bit breezy, but a high of 61. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. He'll take his case back to the people. President Obama plans a Pennsylvania speech later this week on the fiscal cliff as both sides reach for a foothold. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the president will meet with small business owners at the White House today and then use a small business in the Philadelphia suburb as a backdrop for a Friday event. Meanwhile, some Republicans are beginning to float their own deficit reduction plans, including some that do not include tax hikes.
If you do that, you're assuming that there's no other way to do this, and there's many other ways to get this done.
Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe says he's sticking by his no tax hikes pledge. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker is shopping around a plan, one that combines tax hikes and benefit cuts. Lisa?
Rich, what she said after the attacks in Libya landed U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice under the microscope. Today, she goes behind closed doors with three Republican senators who've suggested a possible cover-up.
This meeting is going to be between these three senators and Ambassador Rice. And John McCain, who's sort of the ringleader of this group, said she asked for the meeting.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. The same senators have threatened to block a potential Rice nomination for Secretary of State. Egypt's president standing his ground, but getting an earful over the new powers he's given himself. Fox Radio's Emily Wither live in our Mideast Bureau.
Protesters and police are trading tear gas and stones on the streets of Cairo today. They're angry at the new far-reaching powers the president gave himself. But a senior Muslim Brotherhood official says this is temporary and Mohamed Morsi is not a dictator.
When we vote on the new constitution, all decrees must be cancelled and we open a new page in the history of Egypt.
The Muslim Brotherhood were due to hold their own rally today in support of Morsi, but cancelled it to avoid tension, Lisa.
Emily, thanks. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, the same value and dependability that you get from Suddenlink in your home, you can have for your business, and it's just a phone call away. Call Chad Cowan or one of his team at Suddenlink Business at 595-2413. 595-2413. I did that about 5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. Do the phone and the high-speed internet, bundle it up. Know exactly what it's going to cost me every month, and I save money. You save 30% versus the phone company. You can get your email delivered on your voicemail if you want to. You get the crystal clear connectivity. And now you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com where they have online chat support. But here's the deal. When it comes to the phone service, the unlimited starts as low as $29.95 for your business phone. That includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling and caller ID, plus three-way calling and a lot more. You get to keep the same phone number you've had. You get to use the equipment you have already invested in. And Suddenlink Business phone service is expandable. There's no limit on the number of phones that you can add as your business grows. Now you take that and you bundle it with high-speed connectivity with internet from Suddenlink. You've got a combination that, again, you know exactly what it's going to cost you every month. No surprises. And there's plenty of speed for you. Plus, it's convenience of one call, one bill, one company. Call once again. The number is 595-2413 to find out about Suddenlink Business Solutions for you.
The 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, is this Sunday at 2. Come rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of the Christmas holiday season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive and turns north onto Texas Avenue. Kids, bring your Santa letters and give them to Santa himself. The 86th annual Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006. Or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It's the first time in 24 years Lieutenant Craig Anderson has been a member of the College Station Police Department that someone has stolen an ambulance.
The vehicle was stolen from Bryan, and the person that stole the vehicle had gotten into an accident in College Station. While the police officer and fire department were on scene, he hopped an ambulance and stole that and started traveling around the city.
The ambulance was found on Holloman east of Welburn with the driver out of the vehicle. Following a brief resistance, 28-year-old Cody Losey of Bryan was arrested for stealing the ambulance and a delivery car from a Bryan car parts store. The ambulance was damaged after striking a concrete pillar at the McDonald's drive-thru on George Bush near Welburn. 6 weeks ago, the Bryan Police Department learned of possible human remains buried near the downtown area. An anthropologist now reports animal bones were found in the 600 block of East 24th, two blocks east of Texas. Barring new information, detectives say they have finished their investigation of what was first reported as a person being buried in the late 1960s. Black Friday included seven burglaries reported to Bryan Police in under 9 hours. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victims were all businesses. There was property damage at all locations, while only one reported anything taken.
Approximately $260 of value taken. Check made out to somebody else and then two $2 bills.
Most of the businesses that were hit were either food establishments, there was one cleaner's, and one gas station.
McKeithen says the same person is believed to have struck at locations along William Joel Bryan, Villa Maria, and Highway 21. Every 2 years, city governments update how they offer tax breaks to commercial and industrial property owners. The last Bryan City Council meeting included unanimous approval of a revised tax abatement policy, but not before a now-retired councilman, Mike Sutherland, asked several questions. Among them, how to keep track of how many new employees live in Bryan.
How are you going to figure that out? I mean, how do you know that?
If we required that in a tax abatement, then in that document, we would come up with that process.
Okay, that's standard.
And they would
okay.
have to provide that to us.
Okay, number 12, the population growth of the city that occurs directly as a result of new improvements. And I think that's a good thing, because I've advocated, you know, having people work here, live here, mm-hmm. but there's still no measure for that either.
While city staff said this applied to general guidelines and not the official application, Sutherland sought an equal playing field for all new and expanding employers seeking abatements. Crop gardens might soon be popping up throughout historic downtown Bryan. Joan Quintana is trying to raise $15,000 for the Distributed Urban Farming Initiative, which aims to encourage good food, good health, and good growth in communities through gardens. Quintana says the goal is simple.
To provide a place where school kids and adults can be reintroduced to their food. When you have healthier communities, then you have healthier employees and you're more attractive to employers. So it is really about growing communities through healthy options.
She says the fresher produce is, the greater its nutritional value, and they plan to use city lots that aren't being used. The deadline to reach the funding goal is a week from Sunday, December 9th. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a link to their website. And an Aggie ring lost last December has been found. Tony Chandler of Austin, class of 2012, reported the ring slipped off in Wyoming while making a snow angel at Grand Teton National Park. The marine biology graduate at the Galveston campus said she removed her gloves to shake off the snow and the ring flew from her hand. Last spring, a couple from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, visited the campsite and found the ring. While Chandler's name was engraved, there was little luck in finding her. Last week during dinner with friends, Barb Walsh told a retired law enforcement officer about the ring, and with his help, Chandler was found and the ring was returned. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cold front will continue to move out into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We'll start out with cloudiness, but during the afternoon, we'll try to clear out from northwest towards the south and east. Temperatures near 60. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. See abundant sun during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower Thursday, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel took his first trip to the media, and we'll visit about that here in just a little bit. Also, Monday Night Football, A&M Basketball, and even some NHL information, all coming up at 7:50.
You know, we should have spent more time talking about this yesterday, and it's my fault. But I mean, Kat, if you can go back and it was on the website. They're changing the speed limit on part of the bypass, and people need to know that. I mean, you need to be aware of that because once again, we drive around. You know, it's habits. We drive out of habit, and you know, we know where the speed limit is. Whatever. And
I freely admit to being rather lemming like that way.
Yeah, and the deal is, you need to be very careful anyway. But if you can find where that is, so we can remind people of that, probably not a bad idea because it's not like the police are going to be laying in wait for you. But by the same token, the speed limit's gone down, I think, to 60 miles an hour while they're doing work out there. And just be careful. Of course, I don't know. Some days you have to go 75 just to keep from getting run off the road.
That's a fact.
And other days you're going 52 miles an hour because that's as fast as you can go. But just you need to be aware of all that stuff. We're here to help you out if at all possible.
Yeah, it's work zone speed limit changes. So. Yeah. It should be pretty obvious. You know, they always have those orange tubs
okay,
and stuff.
Okay, now wait. See, you're jumping to this ginormous conclusion that people pay attention when they drive. See?
I pay attention.
I understand. But you may be the rare exception. Just, folks, they've changed the speed limit, okay, on the bypass.
It's because they're working on $11 million worth of freeway exit changes. That'll be from Harvey Mitchell Parkway in College Station to William Jewell Bryan Parkway in Bryan.
There you go. That's what it says. Yeah, so. Okay. I don't know that that's a freeway, but if you want to call it that, that's okay. Makes us feel like a big city, right?
Oh, good grief.
It's the bypass is what it is. Hey, Fox News reports. I'm just going to read it to you. Fox News reports a growing number of women, doesn't tell us how many, having foot surgery, including having their pinky toes removed so that they can fit into those narrow shoes.
I saw that. That's grotesque.
Of course, I don't understand how women get in those shoes anyway.
Me either.
I don't get it.
Have you ever seen me in those shoes?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I just, but you have to run up and down the hall anyway, but nonetheless.
True, but there's such little, the only thing those kind of shoes are good for is if you're trying to get a roach in the very corner of the room.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's probably right.
I had cowboy boots like that once.
Yeah, what, little pointy?
Yeah, little pointy toe.
Not worth taking a toe off for.
No,
that's,
sir.
That is for sure, but anyway.
Because you want your feet to look good outside of your shoes.
Yeah, and they're saying, yeah, really. Wear flip-flops? No, thanks, I'm good. I'll just wear these pointy-toed shoes. Yeah, but again, they've never looked comfortable anyway.
Is that in the states of U.S. America?
Yeah, it is. Hello?
Is this Scott?
It is!
Scott, Charles Leverett.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, instead of those clowns figuring out how to lower the speed limit and further congest the freeway, what they need to do is figure out a way to add lanes so maybe we can find a way to get up and down the road.
Well, yeah, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that. Then you got to talk about right away. You got to talk about getting the road surface prepared up to state standards to do that.
And they'd have to lower it to make all these changes.
Yeah, they would.
It's not
lowered
permanently. It's just to do this.
And again, but just pay attention. But I know what you mean, Charlie. It's the There are a lot of folks here, didn't used to be, and then there's a whole bunch of them who move in a couple of times a year who don't pay attention to the laws, and, you know, I want to bring back red light cameras, but that's just me. Hey, so, you know, we didn't talk any politics today, but there is one thing that's kind of interesting as we approach the fiscal cliff, as they're liking to call it.
Yeah.
That's to scare us all.
Yeah, well, yeah, because if you read through it on Wikipedia, it doesn't actually sound that bad. We've got to do something to get out of debt, you know?
Oh, Kat, how naive of you to think we have to actually get out of debt.
I mean, it looked to me, it was talking about sequestering and just cutting the budgets across all the different federal programs, which I thought was smarter than just, like, killing one or two, even though now suddenly all these programs are like, oh, don't do us. But the fact is, if you cut a little bit off everybody, then nobody's really hurt really badly.
No. See, if you, for instance, work for the AFL-CIO,
what does that stand for?
The American Federation of Labor, and I don't remember what the CIO stands for, but they're a big union. We got to look that up.
Oh, it's okay. It doesn't matter. I thought you were just making it up.
No, I'm not. No. Jeff Hauser, who's their spokesman, says, our principles are non-negotiable. And if the cost for getting the Speaker of the House on board is to do something like cut taxes yet again for the rich or cut benefits for Social Security, we're opposed. So the AFL-CIO says, we want our stuff protected. Last week, we had the federal employees going, well, don't be cutting us. So, yeah, they're all lining up going, yeah, pointing the finger to somebody else and go, yeah, they need to be taxed more, but don't touch what I got. Make sure that I get my raise. Make sure I get what's coming to me.
Well, I think, too, if I remember, they were going to cut everything except for veterans programs, Social Security, and then something else I don't remember right now.
Hello?
But it didn't sound...
They just need to stay out of Social Security.
Yeah, see, and again, that's everybody wants to have their little thing protected right here.
The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations.
Okay, I knew it was Congress, but I wasn't sure what the other stuff was. Thank you, I appreciate that. We don't call it that anymore. That's why it's alphabet soup. But the New York Times reports that one of the deductions that may be modified... Oh, hello.
That's somebody telling you what I just told you.
May be modified is the write-off for interest paid on home mortgages.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, what's interesting is, though, you know, if you go in and you look, if you're refinancing a house or something like that, or if you're getting a mortgage, it's getting to be a littler and littler number. It really is, and that's a good thing.
It's like 3% right now,
but
something like that.
Well, it's a little bit, a little bit more than that, but not much. But that's the whole deal, is now that's not as significant, but there are some people who still have their mortgages at 5%. Maybe some that are even more than that. But that used to be a real platform that was a justification for, you know, getting out and buying a home because you could write that mortgage interest off. And now, see how times change. Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Yeah, this is the radio station. Who's this?
Hey, why don't they just take all the money from the senators that's been up there for 4 years doing nothing, and they could reduce the budget by a lot?
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
That
yes,
is good.
Sir. Yes, sir. I like
preach,
that.
Preach,
preach. Fine. Yeah. Why not? We could do that. Yeah, we got a lot of ideas. They just don't want to listen to us. Yeah.
We'll fix that problem quick.
That's why we're on the radio, not in the government.
They don't like our ideas at all. All right. Here's your little hot button question for you today. Would you give your child marijuana to handle the side effects of chemotherapy? An Oregon family pushing the boundaries of the marijuana discussion. The little girl, Michaela Comstock, has leukemia. Twice a day she swallows a marijuana pill to keep the nausea and other side effects from the chemotherapy at bay. So, she's 7 years old. She's one of 52 kids in Oregon that hold a medical marijuana card. Now, the Portland Oregonian reports the state law on medical marijuana doesn't require any monitoring by doctors. A child's use of the drug, once it's approved by the state, is entirely up to the parents. Word of the story surfaced after her dad, who's divorced from the girl's mom, learned of the daughter's marijuana use and contacted child welfare officials, police, and her oncologist. For her part, Michaela says the drugs make her feel funny but happy. And her family says the reason for her cancer is in remission. So now the American Academy of Pediatrics opposes the use of marijuana on children. But that's a very interesting question. I find that that, and again, maybe she's the only one of those 52 kids in a situation where the mom and dad are split. But you know, what would you do as a parent? Would you do that? I don't know. At first blush, I think I would. At first blush, I think I would do that if it would minimize the suffering of my child if they're in chemotherapy.
That was my first thought when you brought it up. If it made them feel better, I'd pretty much turn myself inside out to do that.
Yeah,
so
right,
why
exactly.
not?
That's,
well, maybe I'm the heartless one here, but I mean, my thought is this: there is at least one person in my family who has smoked pot for years and years.
Okay,
he's one of the most paranoid people I've ever met. Got all kinds of problems, can't keep a job, and lived in another family member's attic for like 20 years.
Okay.
And played video games.
Okay.
My thought is, pot does something to you.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want to be given pot.
All right.
Because I would think it would affect my brain for a permanent, just some chemical imbalance thing, you know?
Okay. First of all, you have a very small sample. Okay.
True.
And I don't have any idea about the frequency that this person uses it or to some point maybe abuses
it. It's the same person who has the screen door on the roof of their...
Well, there you go then. but what I'm saying is that that's a small sample of a situation that, you know, that's not quite the same as possibly giving a measured amount to a child on a regular basis.
And medically derived.
To treat nausea. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Hey, just on the little thing you're talking about, it's the marijuana thing. I think because it's in pill form, it's a little bit easier. It's a good thing she's not smoking it, or her parents teach her not to smoke it.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, the delivery system is certainly safer. Hello.
Yeah, man, it never hurt me none at all.
Yeah, I got you.
Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit TexasCW.net or call 778-3380.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communication. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Well, okay, it's going to be a little bit breezy today. Temps are going to be nice. Some sunshine and 61 will be our high temperature. But the winds from the north at about 20 miles an hour in the gusts. 40 for a low temperature tonight, then we'll gradually warm up as we move through the week, about 66 for tomorrow and 75 by Friday, and then close to 80 on Saturday. Right now, wind chill factors, 46. Winds are out of the north at 16, gusting to 23. And we've got overcast skies, and it's 51.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Governmental Accounting Standards Board has issued new accounting rules. This time, the hardest hit will be state and local governments. See, until now, government accountants could use a smorgasbord of accounting tricks when reporting the financial health of their public pension funds. But the new rules have taken away those options, so everybody will have to use a single system of accounting standards. From now on, state and local governments will have to reveal what their net pension liabilities are. That's the difference between how much it'll cost to fund the benefits that they promised government workers, how much money they have in the piggy bank to cover those costs. The chairman of the government's accounting board, Robert Atmore, predicts that when pension liabilities show up on the front of the financial reports, that governments will appear to be in a weaker financial position than previously thought. He says the board implemented the new rules to peel back the veil so that things are more transparent and there's more information for policymakers. Well, guess what? For years, state and local governments have run up the tab. And now some local governments are even declaring bankruptcy because they can't pay retirees and their current bills. It's not just policymakers who are going to be in shock. Taxpayers, too, were kept in the dark all these years. But they are about to learn the true cost of electing liberals. It isn't going to be pretty.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The last Bryan City Council meeting included updating general guidelines for new and expanding employers seeking property tax abatements. City Attorney Janice Hampton and City Manager Keene Register balked at additions sought by now-retired Councilman Mike Sutherland.
It's not the application. Right. It's just the general guidelines and criteria that the council will consider in awarding it or not awarding a tax.
So someone could take a look at this and say, well, make sure that I'm covering, you know, several of these, but they don't by any means have to meet any or all of them.
I know, but people need to understand what they're getting into, and it needs to be fair to everybody. So if you treat me one way and somebody else a different way, which this would allow, that's not fair.
Among other things, Sutherland wanted full property taxes to be paid first, then refunded instead of pursuing repayment if a company failed to comply, and requiring the measurement tool to determine how many new employees were living in Bryan. A stolen delivery car in Bryan Monday afternoon turned into a crash in College Station, which led to the driver of the stolen car driving away in an ambulance.
We eventually stopped him on Holloman Street,
around the 300 block and eventually got him out of the ambulance. So actually, he was out by the time we got there and we took him into custody. We right now have some officers still with him and they're questioning him, but we still don't know why he decided to take the ambulance.
Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says the ambulance was found on Holloman east of Welburn. The ambulance was damaged after hitting a concrete pillar in the drive-thru of the McDonald's on George Bush near Welburn. 28-year-old Cody Luzzi of Bryan was arrested for stealing the ambulance and the delivery car. Bryan police suspect one person was responsible for seven business burglaries during a span of less than 9 hours on Black Friday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says five of the seven victims were restaurants.
Approximately $6,000 to $7,000 worth of damage overall. All of them had some type of damage, whether it be minor or extensive. So I estimate it to be about $1,000 per building.
McKeithen says entry was gained in only four of the seven locations, and just one of the four had anything taken, which amounted to two $2 bills and a check made out to a third party. An anthropologist has told Bryan police that animal bones were found in a yard two blocks east of Texas on 24th Street. In mid-October, detectives were given information of possible human remains being buried in the late 1960s. With the completion of the excavation process and the bones being examined, police say the case is closed unless they receive new information. And A&M graduates, what would you do if you lost your Aggie ring? And what would your reaction be 11 months later if it was found? The holidays are going to be much brighter for Toni Chandler, class of 2012, who lost her ring last December in Wyoming at Grand Teton National Park. A woman from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, found it last spring in the gravel of a park campsite, and a friend who is a retired law enforcement officer helped her, Barb Walsh, locate Chandler last week. As part of a plan to plant edible crops within historic downtown Bryan, you can visit a test garden at the Federal Building. Project manager Joan Quintana says they aim to show urban residents how to plant vegetables in a way that's manageable and attractive, even when there isn't much space.
What once was the loading dock of the post office now forms a bit of a stage, and there's a fenced-in area where we've put pallet gardens and wall-mounted gardens and gutter gardens and different types of plantings just to demonstrate some novel ideas, and that's just the beginning.
Quintana says they hope to eventually make the crops available to school children and to downtown restaurants. She says they're still trying to raise $15,000 before Sunday, December 9th. For more details about how to get involved, go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
All right, the time has come. It's time to sell your house. The only problem is, like many of us, you look around. Little paint needs to be touched up, a few repairs here, a few repairs there. Is your realtor going to help you identify the ones that are crucial, the ones that you really need to get done, and maybe the ones that aren't as important as you might think? When you go with Zweiker & Associates, that's what's going to happen. Not only that, they're going to help you get multiple bids. They're going to evaluate the merits of each bid. They're going to meet the contractors at the house. Yes, your realtor, Zweiker & Associates, will do that. They'll even oversee the work, and they'll help to keep the contractors on time and within budget. They offer the same service for repairs after the house is under contract. After the buyer does an inspection, they'll assist the seller in getting bids for the repairs if necessary and oversee the work. Zweiker & Associates does what it takes to make sure you get the most out of your investment. Find out more about what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:38. Brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Morning cloudiness should give way to some afternoon clearing from northwest towards the south and east. We're going to be looking at a frontal system continuing to move offshore. Drier weather will try to build in behind that later today. High of 60. Turning clear overnight. Lows will drop to 40 to 45. Sunshine and milder tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouding up on Thursday, chance of showers, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My feelings on it, I think it's something that's funny.
And now you know how he got the nickname, or why he thinks of the nickname. We'll share that with you. Johnny Manziel spoke to the media for the first time. That comes up in about 12 minutes. Also, A&M basketball and the NFL with Monday Night Football. All here in just a bit.
There you go. He'll speak live again today to the local media.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure people ask him where his favorite place to eat is and stuff like that.
I wonder where his favorite place to eat is.
Well, he may tell us. He may be asked. He may not. Anyway, you'll be able to hear that on our sports station, the Zone 1150.
Or tomorrow morning.
Or you can hear some of it tomorrow morning. That's right. We'll have, if you want to hear the whole thing, then you can do that. If you want to hear snips tomorrow, then we'll have that. Hey, folks, want to remind you that it is that time now. It's time for our Christmas Angels. We appreciate the folks at Blue Baker helping us out with that. Two locations on University and Dominic. Here's the way it works. If you're new to the community, the Paper Angels are hanging on Christmas trees at those two Blue Baker locations, and each one of those angels includes a local child with their name, age, and a Christmas wish. Stop by, pick an angel, get the present, wrap it up, bring it back to us, or you can return them the trees if you want to. We'll make sure that the kids get the presents in time for Christmas. Now, you can also visit the list online at mychristmasangels.com. Pick one out that way if you want to. Again, we're very diligent about putting this list together, and if they don't get a gift here, then they don't get a gift. And as we say, they're like any other kiddo. They would love to have a Christmas. So, and then if you get too busy or you just would prefer that let us do the shopping, then you could make a donation, and we'll do the shopping. We enjoy doing that as well. But it's brought to you by your friends at Blue Baker, and really appreciate them, again, helping us out with the Christmas Angels.
And I'd really like to see you tomorrow if I could.
Yeah.
I'll be out there broadcasting live from 11 to 1.
Which one?
The one on University.
Okay, very good, from 11 until 1. So do that, and it is. It's great. We've taken on a big number, so we want to do that.
I may challenge Scott to get the couple of these really cool mouse pads.
Yeah, that's it. We could do that. We could do some mouse pad things. So now, polyurethane, okay, developed in the 1940s, strong and durable. We use it in all sorts of stuff, appliances, vehicle parts, paints, glues.
Clothes.
Yeah. Now, while some of it can be recycled, all polyurethane is eventually either burned, which releases carbon dioxide and some toxic chemicals, which is not real good, or it ends up in the landfill where it stays forever. Because it just doesn't. It doesn't biodegrade. But that's what makes a discovery in the jungles of Ecuador even more incredible. Scientists found a fungus that eats plastic.
Are really? You serious?
Yep. A group of students. And, I mean, think about how this can turn... This could be used for good or evil. A group of students at Yale University's Rainforest Expedition. I probably don't have a lot in common with them.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, you think. Okay. Anyway, a group of students at Yale's Rainforest Expedition and Laboratory course. They have a course in that, which includes a trip to the jungles of the Amazon.
You might have more in common with them than you think.
Well, you could be.
I doubt it. Yeah.
We're not doing a focus group anytime soon. But anyway, to gather and study samples, they discovered this fungus among the microorganisms they collected last year. I have no idea how to pronounce it, so, you know, we'll just call it the plastic-eating fungus. It lives on or inside the tissues of host plants without harming the plants, and it can survive on a diet of nothing but polyurethane.
Wow.
Fungus also thrives on anaerobic environments. In other words, I guess that doesn't have any oxygen.
Correct.
Like the poorly lit, oxygen-starved areas beneath landfills. So maybe you could just kind of put it into the landfill.
Wow. In other words,
you take one certain area, you put all the polyurethane over there, you put those little things there, you cover it up, and you let it do its thing.
Would you mind please putting the link on our website? Because I would love to look into this.
Now, see, but is it going to be used for evil? That's the thing. That's what concerns me. Because if you take something that's good and you use it for evil...
Wasn't that like any great tool?
Well, I'm sure. There's no doubt. This is just the latest one.
I'll tell you what else. If you ever do go to the Amazon and you get a jug worm,
Wait. I'm looking through my bucket list here
of jug worm stuff.
No. Of Amazon. Go ahead. If you ever go to the Amazon,
yeah, jug worm. Basically, it's one of those kind of bugs that if you have a sore, it'll lay eggs inside your sore, and then you suddenly have these worms under your skin.
Did you notice it's 7:43 in the morning? I don't know if you noticed.
I'm just, in case anyone of our dear listeners ever finds himself in this predicament.
They're eating their breakfast taco listening to you.
Well, the way to get rid of it is to tie a piece of raw bacon to your sore, and the bug will come up. It comes up to breathe, and you can get it out. Okay. Or you can chew up a bunch of tobacco and put it on there as a holster.
Sure.
And the tobacco will kill the worm, too.
Okay,
Just thought you needed to know that.
You could also put that as a link on our website if you want to.
Well, I learned this from someone whose father was a bug scientist in the Amazon. And
oh, good. It didn't happen to him.
I didn't learn it off the internet.
All right. Well, here, once again, as we're talking about good things used for evil. Now, I don't know if you remember last week, maybe was the day after Thanksgiving was flossing day. Well, now the question is flossing a waste of time?
Surely not. Surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
Gosh, I hope so.
Thank you. Right. Dentists hound us about doing this, saying that it prevents heart disease, and we have heard that. But an expert, okay, that's one, now says they've got it all wrong, that flossing our teeth may be a waste of time, according to this doctor whose name I'm not going to give you. Flossing does nothing to reduce your risk of tooth decay.
Really?
To back her up, she said that she has a study from 2006 that has found no difference in the number of cavities suffered by adults who flossed and those who didn't.
No.
But an independent dental hygienist says that flossing does help reduce cavities and gum disease.
Yeah, well, because you're getting rotten food out from between your teeth.
Right, exactly. And again, few people do it properly. Aha! Flossing techniques. Do you know the proper way to floss?
You need to go underneath the gum line.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Really? Hello?
I just want to let Kat know that I will never look at my shredded wheat the same again.
Thank you. You're right. Believe me, she has no concept. This is a girl who eats sweet potatoes at 9:05 in the morning and calls it lunch.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Hey, if you got up as early as me.
I know, but the whole idea of talking about, you know, having bugs under your skin at 7:43 in the morning is probably something that...
You have discussed less appetizing things before.
You say I act like a second grader. Hello?
Hey, maybe instead of flossing, we can just rub a little bit of that plastic-eating bacteria on your gum.
Yeah, let's go for it. There you go. Combining technologies. Hello?
Hello. Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm an evangelist for flossing. Having been on the dark side of dental neglect, I'll tell you, gingivitis is no fun.
I believe it.
On the dark side of dental hygiene. Yeah. Well, what they say, just to make it real quick, is that you make a C, actually. In other words, if you're flossing and you got like one hand under your left ear and one hand under your right ear and you're going back and forth, that's not the right way to do it. You're supposed to bring your hands forward.
In the most painful way.
Well, whatever. I mean, and again, you know, if you spit blood after you flossed, it means you hadn't been flossing in a while, right? So, there you go. The dark side of dental hygiene. Yeah. I like that.
They said they wanted to bundle me. And I thought, uh-oh, what does that mean? Some kind of weird experiment? but now I have Exceed high-speed internet, satellite TV, and a lower bill. I was expecting a visit from space, but they came in a van.
Get Exceed high-speed internet for just $39.99 a month for 12 months when you bundle with satellite TV. Call 888-782-7488 or visit exede.com for details. Actual speeds will vary, not available in all areas. Exceed high-speed internet for all mankind.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Most of us consider blatant dishonesty a bad thing. But what about little lies? Do they really hurt anything? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It probably won't surprise you that most folks think of themselves as basically honest. That's because they avoid the big things like tax evasion and infidelity. But what about everyday tiny fibs? How much harm could they really do? Well, as it turns out, a lot. According to a story in the Wall Street Journal, so-called little lies are not nearly as innocent as we think. Researchers put together a basic math test. The participants earned money for every problem they finished in the allotted time. As expected, a handful of people told blatant lies about how much they completed, which cost the researchers a few hundred dollars. But even more significant were the multitude who lied just a little about what they'd achieved. Taken together, their dishonesty cost the researchers thousands. In life, little lies can add up to big problems. They may not cause immediate damage, but the long-term effects are just as significant. Seemingly small lies slowly chip away at an organization, a family, or a marriage, and left unchecked, can compromise their ability to survive. It's just like the ancient proverb, a half-truth is a whole lie. In other words, little lies aren't so little after all. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Now, there has been an imposed media blackout on Johnny Football because it's one of Coach Sumlin's rules concerning his freshmen. Well, on the day of his coming out party, Manziel earned his ninth SEC Freshman of the Week honor on Monday after another Heisman Trophy-like performance against the Missouri Tigers this Saturday. Here's Manziel's take on being a freshman with a chance to win that coveted trophy.
It's something that you dream about as a kid. It's the biggest, most prestigious award in college football, so it would definitely be a dream come true.
Now, having won the 9 SEC Freshman Weekly Awards, which is easily a record, by the way, the previous high was only 3, and it was set by 5 different players. Johnny Football, even Johnny, is surprised by his early success.
There's no way that I thought I would have this much of a success, and it just it speaks to volumes about our team and how much we've come together and grown each week, and it really just tells a bigger story about everybody on this team.
But the very first question asked at a press conference covered by everything from ESPN to the USA Today was, what do you think about the nickname?
It was something that kind of started to be thrown out a little bit whenever I first got here to Texas A&M. My feelings on it, I think it's something that's funny. I think it's something that a lot of people here in Aggieland, they enjoy. So it's something that I find extremely funny. It kind of fits. So it's something that I think is pretty funny.
If you'd like to see the transcript of the entire teleconference, there's a link at WTAW.com. By the way, Johnny's not the only one getting accolades. First-year A&M offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury named a finalist for the Broyles Award, which is honoring the top assistant coach in college football. Turning now to the hardwood, Texas A&M used a dominating performance in the paint, outscoring the Demons 42-18 from the inside and defeating Northwestern State 78-65 at Reed. 4 Aggies scored in double digits, with senior Elston Turner leading the way with 17 points, closely followed by J. Michael Reese, who had 15. Here's Reese after the game on him changing the tempo.
Yeah, with the fast break and just dumping it off to high flyers like Jordan, Courtney, or Ray, who I know is going to finish strong and get the crowd into the game. Momentum changer.
Turning now to Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers beat Philadelphia 30-22. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs won their 4th straight over the still winless Washington Wizards, 118-92. And both sides have decided, you know, we probably ought to try a mediator in the NHL because the season's almost half gone. 3 mediators have been assigned to assist in the negotiations in an effort to end the lockout, which is now on its 72nd day. And finally, A&M opposite hitter Elisa Cosmo and middle blocker Lindsey Miller have been named to the 2012 All-SEC Volleyball First Team. The Aggie setter Allie Swatsky has been named to the second team, and the conference announced that yesterday. This is the second time, by the way, for Costco and Miller. They were first team all-conference in the Big 12 last season. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Business owner, if you've got, you need to find just the right kind of gift for the holidays, let me suggest to you Aggieland Flowers and Chocolates. Yep. Now, they've been around, 1947, something like that. But holiday corporate gifts are important right about now. And gourmet chocolate baskets are very popular, and you will find them at Aggieland Flowers and Gifts. Now, they've got a vast assortment. You can go onto their website and have a look. Go to AggielandFlowers.com. And in addition to that, you'll find, well, for instance, I was over there the other day, and they have Wiseman house truffle gift boxes, which is, I think there were six or eight of them in a box. They have dark chocolate peppermint bark, and just kind of as a personal favorite, I grew up liking toffee, and like I always liked the Heath bar. Well, what they've got is toffee that has dark chocolate around it. I think I plowed through one of those in about 30 minutes. And it's a big piece of chocolate, too. But they have really quintessential chocolates that are filled with liqueurs. They have holiday-flavored gourmet coffees. All of this can be combined in a basket. Oh, by the way, you could also do that for your employees if you wanted to. But you can pick and choose just the arrangement, just the basket that you want with gift items and holiday bouquets for business parties. All of that can be available. And this is a great time to build a relationship if you need a florist for sympathy flowers or they also can help you guys if you've gotten in trouble. As a matter of fact, you go to their website, one of the categories is called Guys in Trouble. So give them a call, 690-2929, but go to the website and you can kind of see the full picture. That's AggielandFlowers.com. AggielandFlowers.com. It's Aggieland Flowers and Chocolates for the holidays and beyond. About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. A little chilly last night. We got some rain through here, which, again, never can get enough as it stands right now. But look for a high temperature today, probably about 61. And the winds will be gusty up to 20 miles an hour tonight, about 40 for a low. We'll be in the middle 60s on Wednesday, Thursday up near 70, 75 on Friday, and near 80 on Sunday. So enjoy that. Right now it's 50 outside. And the weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Okay, remember there was planking. That's laying face down in public.
Which was stupid.
Yep.
There's owling was cool.
Which was stupid.
Yeah. There's Batmaning.
Which was stupid.
Yeah, because all the blood... That was where you hung upside down or whatever. Okay, there's the cinnamon challenge, right?
Which was stupid.
What's that?
That's eating a tablespoon of cinnamon...
Which cannot be done.
...in a minute without water.
Don't try
it. Don't.
Why not?
It's really uncomfortable.
It's just like a mouthful of bark?
It can kill you.
Well, it is a mouthful of bark.
Better than eating roaches.
I have... Oh, we've got a story on the guy who ate roaches and died, too, by the way. I have cinnamon in the control room, so don't challenge me.
Oh.
If you want to try it, Kat... We got it for
sure,
you.
Sure, I'll try it.
No, you don't want to do it.
Don't
believe
do it.
Me.
Well, then why'd you just ask me to do
well,
it?
Well, because you were the one who was going, oh, well, yeah.
Children.
Hey, it's supposed
Children.
To be really high in antioxidants.
Well, I'm sure,
it's
but,
really
you know,
good for
small
you.
Doses is good. All right, students in the UK have taken to pouring entire bottles of milk on themselves.
Why?
Okay, this is a, yeah, I think that probably pretty well sums it up. This apparently is a protest against being milked by the government.
Oh.
They filmed themselves doing this all over in hotels and shopping malls. Thanks a lot for doing that in the hotel so that they can clean it up.
So now they really have pasty skin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gas stations everywhere. And it's, again, they've gone semi-viral. I don't know if you'd necessarily call it viral. But one of the benefits of the earlier trends is they made the College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The harshest critics of U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice in the aftermath of the attacks in Libya will be face-to-face with her this hour. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
Ambassador Susan Rice reached out to Senate Republicans, requesting a closed-door sit-down to talk about her talking points on Sunday talk shows days after the deadly Benghazi attack.
The story we were told about a spontaneous event caused by video where a mob turned into a riot is less credible than ever, but I want to listen to her side of the story.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham accuses the administration of stonewalling investigations. Rice has been mentioned as a possible nominee for Secretary of State, a move Republicans are already threatening to block, Lisa.
Jared, the White House says the American people are watching.
They want action.
But for now, action on the fiscal cliff is still meetings and speeches. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
While some Republicans are ready to abandon pledges against raising taxes, others are holding firm, like Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, who says the real key is raising tax revenue by stimulating tax-paying businesses.
For every 1% increase in the economic activity, that produces $40 billion of new revenue.
Meanwhile, the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, is talking about common ground, but also about what Democrats won't do. repeal Obamacare, gut labor and environmental laws, abandon entitlements, or privatize Social Security. Lisa.
Rich, one hopeful sign for the U.S. economy, orders for machinery and equipment up nearly 2% at U.S. companies in October. It's like the cherry on top.
With Ready Whip.
Oh, yeah!
A slice of pie never sounded better.
Conagra, the company that also makes Chef Boyardee and other top brands, caps a year of acquisitions with a nearly $5 billion deal for Rao Corp, which makes private label goods sold as store brands, a surging market. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
when
to...
I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It's the first time in the 24 years Lieutenant Craig Anderson has been a member of the College Station Police Department that someone has stolen an ambulance.
The vehicle was stolen from Bryan. And the person that stole the vehicle had gotten into an accident in College Station. while the police officer and fire department were on scene, he hopped an ambulance and stole that and started traveling around the city.
The ambulance was found on Holloman east of Welburn with the driver out of the vehicle. Following a brief resistance, 28-year-old Cody Losey of Bryan was arrested for stealing the ambulance and a delivery car from a Bryan car parts store. The ambulance was damaged after striking a concrete pillar at the McDonald's drive-thru on George Bush near Welburn. 6 weeks ago, the Bryan Police Department learned of possible human remains buried near the downtown area. An anthropologist reports animal bones were found in the 600 block of East 24th, two blocks east of Texas. Barring new information, detectives say they have finished their investigation of what was first reported as a person being buried in the late 1960s. Black Friday included 7 burglaries reported to Bryan Police in under 9 hours. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victims were all businesses and there was property damage at all locations, while only one reported anything taken.
Approximately $260 of value taken. Check made out to somebody else and then $2 bills. Most of the businesses that were hit were either food establishments, there was one cleaner's, and one gas station.
McKeithen says the same person is believed to have struck at locations along William Joel Bryan, Villa Maria, and Highway 21. Every 2 years, city governments update how they offer tax breaks to commercial and industrial property owners. The last Bryan City Council meeting included unanimous approval of a revised tax abatement policy, but not before now-retired Councilman Mike Sutherland asked several questions. Among them, how to keep track of how many new employees live in Bryan.
How are you going to figure that out? I mean, how do you know that?
If we required that in a tax abatement, then that document, we would come up with that process.
Okay, that's standard.
And they would have to provide that to us.
Okay, number 12, the population growth of the city that occurs directly as a result of new improvements. And I think that's a good thing, because I've advocated, you know, having people work here, live here, mm-hmm. but there's still no measure for that either.
While city staff said this applied to general guidelines and not the official application, Sutherland sought an equal playing field for all new and expanding employers seeking abatements. Crop gardens might soon be popping up throughout historic downtown Bryan. Joan Quintana is trying to raise $15,000 for the Distributed Urban Farming Initiative, which aims to encourage good food, good health, and good growth in communities through gardens. Quintana says the goal is simple.
To provide a place where school kids and adults can be reintroduced to their food. When you have healthier communities, then you have healthier employees and you're more attractive to employers. So it is really about growing communities through healthy options.
She says the fresher produce is, the greater its nutritional value, and they plan to use city lots that aren't being used. The deadline to reach the funding goal is a week from Sunday, December 9th. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a link to their website. An Aggie ring lost last December has been found. Tony Chandler of Austin, class of 2012, reported the ring slipped off in Wyoming while making a snow angel at Grand Teton National Park. The marine biology graduate at the Galveston campus said she removed her gloves to shake off the snow and the ring flew from her hand. Last spring, a couple from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, visited the campsite and found the ring. While Chandler's name was engraved, there was little luck in finding her. Last week, however, during dinner with friends, Barb Walsh told a retired law enforcement officer about finding the ring, and with his help, Chandler was found and the ring was returned. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2455. Or visit pioneerboys.com. Normandy Scrap Metal and Recycling is now open on 136 East Main Street in Normandy. And they're buying all types of scrap metal. Aluminum, aluminum cans, copper, brass, batteries, tin, iron, cars, trucks, tractors, and machinery. Cars and trucks must have titles. Normandy Scrap Metal and Recycling winter hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call for prices, 936-396-2922. That's 936-396-2922. Normandy Scrap Metal and Recycling. Turn your scrap and recyclables into cash for the holidays.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Season's greetings from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan. Pete's Auto Care.
8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Cold front will continue to move out into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We'll start out with cloudiness, but during the afternoon, we'll try to clear out from northwest towards the south and east. Temperatures near 60. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. We'll see abundant sun during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower Thursday, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now you need to, Kevin, get another pair of headphones.
Oh.
Because as it stands, Leah doesn't have any headphones, so we need to get her some headphones.
You know what? Just what? While we kill time while he gets new headphones, may I please read you a story I just got on the wire?
Well, I guess so.
It's an international story. Basically, it was just a joke. The satirical paper The Onion recently named North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as the sexiest man alive, but China's Communist Party newspaper apparently didn't realize it was satire and hailed The Onion report. Today, the People's Daily ran a 55-page photo spread on its website in a tribute to the round-faced leader under the headline, North Korea's top leader named The Onion's sexiest man alive for 2012.
Oh, man. Well, you hate to be that PR person in North Korea who knew that was a joke because, I mean, maybe you don't want to tell them because you could disappear. But, yeah, it is. It's a joke.
I thought that was pretty funny.
And The Onion is. You know, and if you ever go to D.C., that's one of the few places in America we can actually get a printed version of The Onion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they print it up. I was up there one time and brought one of those back for Ben, and he gets it now, I think, when he's up there regularly.
So, that's fun.
Yeah, a printed version of that. Okay, so now we normally play Jethro Trivia, and Priscilla's here this morning from the chamber. Priscilla, how are
Good
you?
Good morning.
Okay, but for some reason, Kevin decides he wants to do, hey, you want to do a quiz about how well you know your spouse? And so
that's not fair.
Well, I know. Here within the studio.
I don't have one either,
Yeah, the
Kat.
Three married people. And so single boy's going to lob these little grenades in here just to see how we'll do.
How well do I know my cat?
Yeah.
Okay. How well do you know your cat? No, we're not going to do that.
All right.
That.
How many questions do we have?
Well, we can do as few as five or as many as 15.
Well, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Five.
Yeah. Let's go with five.
Right, it's a new survey.
But wait a minute. But as I said to Priscilla after you left, how the hell are we going to... You don't know the answer.
I told my husband to listen.
Well, this is just a yes-no thing for
it's a yes-no.
Your own personal thing, okay?
Just pretend I have a husband, or...
new survey has figured the top things most men, we can also include women in this, don't know about their significant others.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
The number one thing, do you or do you not, without looking at your phone, know her cell phone number?
No.
Yes. My cats don't ever answer when
okay,
I call.
Okay, I'll say first, and then Leah, you go second, okay. And then Priscilla, you go third. So no.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Favorite song?
I know this.
Oh.
Can we do artist? I mean, song.
Favorite song?
No.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, no, what?
No. It's Kenny Chesney's Blue Chair, Blue Rockin'.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a country person.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Blue Chair? Yeah, that's a good
song. Sounds like you're winning so far. Yeah.
That's right.
Number three is the brassiere size, so we will just skip on. the specific date that you met.
No.
Oh, yes. We've got... Oh, you do? Okay.
The date you met.
Well, I could... I don't know. All right, no. Then probably technically no, but I know where it was. I met my husband measuring bull testicles.
There's a story, my God.
Y'all got mad at me for talking about jug worms.
Depends on what time it is.
All right, moving on.
Wait, Priscilla's not there yet.
Even though I don't know the date,
yeah. I met my husband at a business after hours.
Did you?
Yes.
How very cool.
A chamber of commerce business after hours.
See, I need to start measuring bulls or going to after hour mixes.
There you go.
Don't measure bulls.
Probably not. And just to show that I'm not completely ignorant, okay? But Jackie and I have known each other. We knew each other a long time before we got married. So
that's fair.
There, okay.
That's
all right,
fair.
All right.
Parfum or cologne? Favorite.
Oh, I know.
No. She doesn't wear it very often, but no.
Scott, you haven't gotten any of these.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, I know. All right.
He occasionally wears cologne, but he's not the
not
huge
so much.
Fan.
Yeah, okay.
I know. He wears Acqua de Gio for men.
Oh,
and guess what? I wear the women's version.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes it easy. All
I
right.
I think I just threw up a little.
Aren't we cute?
All right. Two more. Two more. Significant other's birthday.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This one for the guys. Her natural hair color.
Yeah.
And official job title. The official title, like the business card title.
I know it.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Owner. What?
You're cheating, though. Yeah. This is actually really interesting. Shoe size, dress size, underwear size, best friend. There's a whole bunch of them. It's kind of fun.
Okay. Well, that's... But see, like music, I mean, I can name two or three artists that she likes, but I don't know about a specific song. And so, anyway.
My husband better know who my favorite artist is.
Ah, see? Now, there you go. I think I probably know who your favorite artist is. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Strangely enough, that will be my commentary this afternoon, and that's how I end it with, you better know.
Oh. Way to go, single boy.
Who is your favorite artist?
Peter Gabriel.
She went all the way to California to see him.
That's right.
I'm not even married to her, and I know that.
So there you go. All right, let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society this morning. So that's what we're here for, actually. So what's going on there?
Well, Kat has the option not for a business after hours, but for a ribbon cutting at the shelter.
There you go.
They're not cutting anything else.
not there at the shelter.
Just checking.
After the previous comment, you never know.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. We have business, not business after hours. We have a ribbon cutting with the chamber.
Deluxe.
On Thursday at 4:30. So we hope everybody who's been out or who especially hasn't been out needs to come out to the shelter. It's an amazing 17 and a half acres, huge improvement from our previous location, so much room to grow and so forth. So we're really pleased with the setup there. We're fortunate enough to have the dogs in one building, the cats in another building.
Wow, good. That's a good thing. Yeah. That is a good thing.
Our cat adoptions have increased tremendously just because of that. They're not as stressed because before, as I referred to the cat hallway that they were in before, you know, it was a little sensory overload for them. So now they can relax in their own little area, along with the pocket pets. Our hamsters and gerbils don't have to be stared upon by the cats as they were. They're in a front room area. Definitely much better for them.
Very good. They like that better.
Their mental sanity.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we have plenty of dogs and cats still to choose from. So hopefully someone can find their next forever friend. And if you're not finding what you want today or on Thursday when you come out for our ribbon cutting, 12 Strays of Christmas is just around the corner. That is discounted options. And we highlight 12 Strays of Christmas, the 12 days before Christmas.
Oh, very good.
So we will be in the Christmas parade this Sunday. And we will be at PetSmart as usual on Saturdays now that football season is wrapping up.
Wonderful. So on Thursday for the deluxe ribbon cutting, they can actually maybe go home with a pet?
Some of the pets are ready to go home. They're spayed and neutered, ready to go. As soon as they get adopted, we give them a microchip and off they can go.
Awesome.
So we have quite a few dogs and cats that are a lot of times spayed and neutered ahead of time because we do understand people do want to take them home that day. If not, we just make an appointment the next day, generally at a vet that you select here in Brazos County, and then you just pick them up directly from the vet. So it's a great opportunity to get a complete package when you adopt. And some of our adoptions are as low as $12. And there's nothing wrong with those pets. We just really want to find them homes.
Sure, well, you definitely make it easy for people. That's appreciated. Yeah.
This interview brought to you by Priscilla from the Chamber. But anyway, so Priscilla is here from the Chamber. So what's going on in your world besides the deluxe ribbon cutting?
Well, December 6th, we have a business after hours at Easterwood Airport, 5:30 to 7. Come out, you know, meet your possible spouse.
it's become a matchmaker's paradise.
Just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dating game.
Not the only one that's happened to. I don't remember. There was someone else,
really?
I think, who met their spouse at a Chamber.
Yeah, I actually blew him off at the Chamber. but that's where we first met and got brought together.
We were over there next to the vegetable platter. Things happen.
But bring your business cards, because really that's what it's all about, networking and making those business contacts. Sure. December 6th, Easterwood Airport. It's always a good time.
Yep.
Then moving on to our Economic Outlook Conference in January, January 23rd at the Hilton. And the theme this year is money and medicine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Lots of the hospitals in the area, the cities of Bryan and College Station. It's going to be wonderful. So you can start booking your reservation now. I'm not sure of the price.
Okay.
But call the Chamber at 260-5200 or visit our website at bcschamber.org for more information. Tomorrow, there's a ribbon cutting at 4:30 at the College Station Medical Center. So come out for that. And then, of course, Thursday, we've got our deluxe ribbon cutting. I'm looking forward to that and seeing all those animals. And then, let's see. Friday, we have another ribbon cutting, 11:30 for Tilson Homes.
Okay.
So come on out. And if you are not a member of the Chamber, but you're interested in becoming a member, again, just call the Chamber at 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit the folks from the Humane Society and the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I said the Animal Shelter. I meant the Humane Society, right?
And the Chamber instead of the Animal Shelter and the Humane Society.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry. It was the quiz.
I threw him off.
It was, exactly. Yeah, it goes into automatic pilot. Anyway, it's brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Reminder, pay your car loan. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. More of you fell behind on your auto loan payments when back-to-school shopping and other needs put a strain on wallets. Credit reporting company TransUnion said the rate of U.S. auto loan payments at least 60 days overdue rose to 0.38% from 0.33% in the second quarter. Chain store sales rose 3.3% last week thanks to Black Friday promotions, extended store hours on Thanksgiving, and online sales. On a year-on-year basis, the reading was up 4%, the strongest weekly growth since May. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose 1.7% in October. Overall orders for durable goods were basically flat as drops in defense and transportation offset increases in metals, machinery, and electrical equipment. The results beat expectations. Economists forecasted a 1.2% drop in new orders. Traders don't seem to be positioning themselves for good news on the economic front as stocks are drifting lower. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 2 points to 12,934. The NASDAQ up 4. The S&P 500 down. I'm Jen Ursula. Hello, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads, it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business, Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It is so busy this time of year, David Gardner's, as you might expect. Maybe you've already got something planned or picked out, and that's great. But if not, know that the Ippolita Fall Trunk Show is coming up tomorrow, the 28th. It'll be from 2 until 7, and they'll have their other two collections in the store. That's the 18-karat yellow gold line and the rose gold plated line. These are great items for Christmas. The prices start at under $100. This newest collection has been a huge hit in College Station when they brought it in a few months ago. So tomorrow is the trunk show from 2 until 7. Also know this, the David Yurman Double Points program. We've told you about David Yurman. You can buy it a lot of places, but the David Yurman's Points Club that they have at David Gardner's is unique in that you buy David Yurman, and then you gain dollars to spend on your David Yurman the next year. It rolls over in January. Well, if you'll go into David Gardner's now, before the end of the month, and you can pick your David Yurman double point days. In other words, you'll get 20% back on items, the David Yurman items that you buy. But what you do is you bring a gift for the Boys and Girls Club Christmas party. Now, that goes till the end of the month. If you want some more information, you can certainly call the store if you want to. They'll be glad to answer any questions that you have. But the whole idea is you bring something in for the Christmas party for the Boys and Girls Club, and you can pick your David Yurman double point day to take advantage of that deal before the end of the year. So that's just a couple of things. Obviously, all sorts of stuff because it is that time of year. From David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Will King here this morning from the library. We got big doings going on, matter of fact, tonight, huh?
That's right. Tonight we have an issues forum with Dr. Molly John. She's a genomics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And she's going to come down. She's going to talk about food security in the 21st century and also about agriculture and genomics and how it all comes together and what we can do to make sure that we have food going into the future.
You know, it's interesting. I have a friend who worked for USDA, and he said, you know, we really are in a race. You know, that's really the wrong interview with Will. I know. Those things are pre-recorded. You didn't know that, did you? All right. Well, anyway, we'll have that updated for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a really interesting talk in how
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Amanda's here this morning from the Bush Library. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's that time of year when you're busy and lots of folks coming in during the holidays. So what's going on at the library?
That is correct. This weekend, Saturday, December 1st, we're going to be having our annual holidays in the Rotunda, except it's not going to be in the Rotunda this year. So it'll be at the Presidential Conference Center next door, and we'll still have all the entertainment, cookies and punch, ornament making, just everything will be over there this
year. So it's going to be near the rotunda.
Near the rotunda.
What was the reason for moving it over there?
We have the genome exhibit going on right now. Mm-hmm. So the big DNA strand is taking up the space in the rotunda. So we can't fit it all there. So we're going to move it next door.
But still, and for folks who don't know about this, kind of explain to them the things that they can expect.
We'll have dancing from different companies across Bryan College Station. Mm-hmm. We'll have some singing along with we'll have ornament making, which will be in one of the other rooms adjacent from the entertainment,
right,
where kids can go in and build different ornaments.
Yeah.
Along with cookies and punch, hot chocolate, just getting everyone in the Christmas spirit.
Well, we just need a little Christmas weather to go along with it being kind of warm. It's cooler later on this week, but yeah, if we just have some snow or something like that, it'd be fun. But this is a great opportunity, though, if you have folks coming in from different parts of the country, that they should definitely put the library and museum on their list.
Exactly.
Now, if they want some more information, they can go to the website?
Yes, bushlibrary.tmu.edu.
Okay, and so they'll know what any kind of special times during the holidays as to when you're open. Times change?
No, times are exactly the same.
Okay, and you're open every day? Is that right? With the exception of Christmas?
Yeah. Correct.
Got it. Okay, again, if they want some more information, what's the website?
bushlibrary.tmu.edu.
There you go. Amanda's here from the library. Thanks for being in this
morning. Thank you.
All right.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
WTW News Time is 8:32. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The last Bryan City Council meeting included updating general guidelines for new and expanding employers seeking property tax abatements. City Attorney Janice Hampton and City Manager Keene Register balked at additions sought by now-retired Councilman Mike Sutherland.
It's not the application. Right. It's just the general guidelines and criteria that the council will consider in awarding it or not awarding a tax.
So someone could take a look at this and say, well, make sure that I'm covering, you know, several of these, but they don't by any means have to meet any or all of them.
But I know, but people need to understand what they're getting into, and it needs to be fair to everybody. You treat me one way and somebody else a different way, which this would allow, that's not fair.
Among other things, Sutherland wanted full property taxes to be paid first, then refunded instead of pursuing repayment if a company failed to comply, and requiring the measurement tool to determine how many new employees were living in Bryan. A stolen delivery car in Bryan Monday afternoon turned into a crash in College Station, which led to the driver of the stolen car hijacking an ambulance.
We eventually stopped him on Holloman Street around the 300 block and eventually got him out of the ambulance. So actually, he was out by the time we got there and we took him into custody. We right now have some officers still with him and they're questioning him, but we still don't know why he decided to take the ambulance.
Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department says the ambulance was found on Holloman east of Welburn. The ambulance was damaged after hitting a concrete pillar in the drive-thru of the McDonald's on George Bush near Welburn. 28-year-old Cody Losey of Bryan was arrested for stealing the ambulance and the delivery car. Bryan police suspect one person was responsible for 7 business burglaries during a span of less than 9 hours on Black Friday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 5 of the 7 victims were restaurants.
Approximately $6,000 to $7,000 worth of damage overall. All of them had some type of damage, whether it be minor or extensive. So I estimate it to be about $1,000 per building.
McKeithen says entry was gained in only 4 of the 7 locations, and just 1 of the 4 had anything taken, which amounted to 2 $2 bills and a check made out to a third party. An anthropologist has told Bryan police that animal bones were found in a yard 2 blocks east of Texas on 24th Street. In mid-October, detectives were given information of possible human remains being buried in the late 1960s. With the completion of the excavation process and the bones being examined, police say the case is closed unless they receive new information. A&M graduates, what would you do if you lost your Aggie ring?
And what would your reaction be 11 months later if it was found? The holidays are going to be much brighter for Toni Chandler, class of 2012, who lost her ring last December in Wyoming at Grand Teton National Park. A woman from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, found it last spring in the gravel of a park campsite. A friend who is a retired law enforcement officer helped Barb Walsh locate Chandler last week. And as part of a plan to plant edible crops within historic downtown Bryan, you can visit a test garden at the Federal Building. Project manager Joan Quintana says they aim to show urban residents how to plant vegetables in a way that's manageable and attractive, even when there isn't much space.
What once was the loading dock of the post office now forms a bit of a stage, and there's a fenced-in area where we've put pallet gardens and wall-mounted gardens and gutter gardens and different types of plantings just to demonstrate some novel ideas. And that's just the beginning.
Quintana says they hope to eventually make the crops available to school children and to downtown restaurants. She says they're still trying to raise $15,000 before Sunday, December 9th. More details about how to get involved are available on WTOW.com. WTW News Time is 8:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Doing some weather here, brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses, maybe samples. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cold front will continue to move out into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We'll start out with cloudiness, but during the afternoon, we'll try to clear out from northwest towards the south and east. Temperatures near 60. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. We'll see abundant sun during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and maybe a shower Thursday, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's us. It's 8:38 there. So two guys in Nova Scotia must have been planning a tremendous party. CNews says when police got a tip that a 53-foot tractor trailer full of liquor had gone missing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Those crazy Canadians.
Yep, didn't take it lightly. A Royal Canadian Mounted Police chopper sprang into action along with two police dogs on the ground. Okay, the chopper I get, it can go faster than an 18-wheeler. The dogs, not so much. The 20-something suspects, I think they mean 20-year-old, not...
The 20 of them hijacked the truck.
Exactly. Suspects were found a short time later, making a run for it. Police uncovered a total of $200,000 worth of booze in the trailer. Still trying to figure out exactly what the culprits were planning to do with it.
Well, duh.
What do you think? Yeah,
I'm thinking that they're going to drink a little and sell a lot, but could be wrong. So now, apparently the test run has gone just fine in Korea. In Suwon, South Korea, Rodan's thinker is pondering even harder than usual as he sits astride a toilet at what has been dubbed the world's first theme park dedicated to the humble restroom.
Oh.
And Rodan's on the commode.
At a monument to one South Korean man's vision. The park, which is located an hour outside of Seoul, in the city which is the home of Samsung Electronics. It centers around the toilet-shaped museum building that was once the home of Sim Brown. Who's the founder and first president of the World Toilet Association.
I don't know why that's still funny,
but
it is.
I know, it is. I know. Anyway, legend has it that Sim, we'll just call him by his first name, a former mayor of that city who made his fortune with a metal products business, was dubbed Mr. Toilet and was born in his impoverished grandmother's outhouse.
Oh.
Well, okay. Before his house was donated to the city, visitors could book it for an overnight stay at a cost of $50,000 a night. The charge to raise money for the toilet building charity. There were no takers. Other exhibits at the park will be Korean traditional squat toilets, bedpans from Europe, and Marcel Duchamp's sculpture fountain, which is a porcelain urinal.
I smell a field trip.
Have fun.
Smell a field trip, do you? Okay. Let us know.
If anyone would go there, it would be the Infomaniacs.
Oh, you know it. Okay, well, we'll... You can... I tell you what, you can float that one with Ben, so to speak.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be our interpreter.
So, kind of an interesting story. You know, I used to...
Wait a minute. You speak Korean, too?
Well, not fluently. I used to know a couple phrases and stuff.
That's not speaking Korean.
Yeah, I know. I don't really know
a couple of words in Spanish that would get us kicked off the radio.
I was going to say, you bet you can't say it here,
right,
can
right. That
you?
Doesn't mean anything. Yeah, but anyhow. So
I could learn. I'm good with learning from tapes.
There you go. So, long time ago, I used to watch this show called Two and a Half Men. It was a funny show.
It was really funny when it started.
And it just got filthy.
Yep.
Just did. That's all there is to it. Well, the half actor of Two and a Half Men, that's Agnes Jones... Angus Jones has grown up. He's 19 years old. He has now condemned the show as filth and has urged people to stop watching it in a testimonial video for his Forerunner Christian Church.
I got it right here.
Yeah, yeah. The church is affiliated with the Seventh-day Adventists. Could put his job in jeopardy, I'm thinking, huh? Because, you know, Chuck Lorre replaced Charlie Sheen pretty quickly. So how long, it says the good stuff starts at about 7 minutes and 30 seconds in, if you've got the video there.
I'm pulling it up. Hang on a second.
Okay. And anyway, so Jones is speaking out at the age of 19, and, you know, he's been on the show since it started, so I guess he's got a pretty good chunk of change in the bank, but decided to put the video together for his Forerunner Christian Church. To see,
it's still loading at the speed of smell.
Well, I know we do. I know. It's amazing. It's a radio station, and sometimes the internet is just. Yeah. All right.
Well, the question is, how does his contract work? Is he able to just quit?
Well, I think they may not give him that option. Yeah. No,
but
I mean
they may free up his possibilities.
Yeah, they may free up his options. Yeah. The thing is, they normally they sign for more than a year.
Yeah.
Usually.
So if you've signed to something and then.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, if he's up to here with the idea of the quality of the programming, then he certainly has the right to speak his mind.
All right, hang on just a second. I think this may be it.
To start going to, and because I went to a Christian school, I, had a lot of people whose families went to church every Sunday. So every Sunday I was going to like 3 or 4 churches, and I was just looking for the right church. You know, I heard some...
I apologize. That was a portion of the video that I had seen earlier in the day, and I thought that was the right part.
Basically, what he is saying is, he says, Two and a Half Men is filth, he says he is not... He said, I play Jake. Jake is a non-existent character. If you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two and a Half Men. I'm on Two and a Half Men, and I don't want to be on it. Stop filling your head with filth, please. People, it's just entertainment. It's do some research on the effects of television on your brain. It's bad news. It's bad news.
Specifically, he said he wanted to get out with a downward trend, which included drug use and speeding tickets. The drug use, he was dropping acid and smoking pot.
Wow. Wow.
And he's like 18.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Angus Jones standing up saying, don't watch this show anymore. So we'll see how that works
as opposed
out.
To turning into Drew Barrymore, he cleaned himself up ahead of time.
Good for him. Yeah, that's good. Good. Or Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Tom Cruise will premiere his next action film, Jack Reacher, in Pittsburgh. Wow. Who knew? The movie, which is based on the Lee Child book series, if you've read any of those, starts December the 15th. And Dark Knight was shot, part of that was shot in Pittsburgh, and they had a screening there, but they didn't have the official premiere. So the premiere comes to the big city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good for them. And even though he's got a zillion bucks, Steven Spielberg says he never got the one thing that he always wanted, and that was a James Bond movie. He tells the London Daily News, I went to Cubby Broccoli, and I asked if I could do one, and he said no.
Well, his life isn't over.
Well, yeah. He said instead I made the Indiana Jones series, which worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that...
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to do something else...
Yeah, as a fallback position, it's not bad.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek's Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, is this Sunday at 2. Come rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of the Christmas holiday season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive and turns north onto Texas Avenue. Kids, bring your Santa letters and give them to Santa himself. The 86th annual Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
There you go. This Friday and Saturday, the city of College Station is having its new holiday tradition. It's called Christmas at the Creek, and that's Wolf Pen Creek. Four nights, family fun. It's free. It's this Friday and Saturday and the next Friday and Saturday. That'll be December 7th and 8th. Each night is from 6 until 9 p.m. It's absolutely free. They've got a hayride drop-off and pickup at Post Oak Mall at the Arts Center and the Colgate Drive entrance of Wolf Pen Creek. There's free parking, obviously, at Post Oak Mall. But each night there's something different there for you, and you can go to a website and see what the entertainment schedule is each night. On Saturday, it's Santa's Texas Vacation Celebration, which is a musical, by the way, which is a brief, local-produced musical, which is kind of cool. So you can do that. Also, if you're a little bit hungry, Chef Tay will be out there. Also, the Southern Comfort Road Trip and Cake Junkie with their mobile food wagons. There'll be a live nativity scene and hay rides and petting zoo and all that. And you're going, well, but you know what? I used to do this thing where we'd go through Central Park. Well, you know, you can still do that. If you grew up with Christmas in the park, that celebration continues. You can take your family through a stroll through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park, or you can drive through there if you want to. They've still got some lights over there, too, including the great big tree, the Tower of Power. So a couple of things for you. It's Christmas at the Creek. That's the focal point of it. And then if you remember the days when you do Christmas at the park, then you can do that, too, at Stephen C. Beachy Park. All the information at the website, which is cstx.gov/Christmas.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so, oh gosh, we've at least been in the car when somebody wanted to moon somebody else, right?
Oh, did you know that that's a felony? Or, I mean, it's a misdemeanor.
Okay.
I was sort of surprised when I found that out.
Well, what would you think? I mean, there's not like you're going to get a slap on the butt. It is that they are going to punish you in some way.
But, you will if you're in high school.
Yeah, there you go. So we know what that is. We know the concept.
Sure.
A lady in Sweden was knocked off her bicycle by someone who was mooning her.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
I mean,
that's a big tookus.
It is. And you're dangerously close anyway. But Pernilla Nordquist was riding home Saturday night when somebody's naked butt suddenly jutted out of the window of a passing car. The 22-year-old cyclist says she was knocked off her bike and went flying through the air. Witnesses said it looked like the assailant was trying to moon the lady but got too close. Well, I'm thinking she didn't get hit by the butt. She might have gotten hit by the vehicle.
I don't have much patience for mooners or streakers.
Happen a lot?
You read my mind.
Asking, you know.
No, it doesn't happen a lot. Okay. It's just dumb.
Well, I agree. Well, it just going to put a sign in your yard or something? Don't streak here. Anyway, she's TNR at a hospital. Missed a day at work. She'll be all right.
Good grief.
Hey, I got a crazy in Florida.
Of course. What is it?
A lady got all stabby when they were trying to figure out exactly where the relationship was going.
Okay.
Couple met, decided they were going to go out for a few drinks, went back to her place. Yeah. Everything was fine. She said, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I'm your girlfriend. He said, no, you're not my girlfriend. And then she became all stabby.
Well, he shouldn't have said that at her place.
Yeah.
She became all stabby, went to the kitchen,
really?
Grabbed a knife.
Really?
Good for her.
Punched him.
Good for her.
He wrestled the knife away.
Good.
Got her out of her apartment and locked the door.
Huh.
She smashed the windows out of his car with a large rock. Now she's been arrested for aggravated assault and battery. Also arrested 3 months ago for drunken disorderly.
Oh, she's a Girl Scout.
She's a class act.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, didn't know the reaction would be that strong. So,
guys, you need to have a little tact when you tell us these things.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so a big bounce house makes your child's birthday party really, really special, right? You know, okay. New study now from Pediatrics found... In 2010, 31 children were treated each day in U.S. America emergency departments for inflatable bouncer-related injuries.
Okay.
That, by the author's calculations, equals a child every 46 minutes. So, settle down, watch a network TV drama about without commercials, and by the time you're done, another kid would probably have gotten hurt in a bounce house.
I'm wondering if the kids were supervised.
Again, most common form of bouncer injuries, fractures and strains or sprains. Injuries are most commonly caused by falls.
Well, it was the same thing. Remember when they got the trampolines became really popular?
Yeah, yeah. And then you got to put this little net around
right.
them, screen around them and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they don't know why the increase in injuries. Well, because they got emergency rooms and the parents have insurance, I guess. I'm not sure. Or kids aren't paying attention. Could it be that? Oh, no. Wait, the kids are being kids and the parents aren't paying attention.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, I'm going to get a drink. You guys have a good time out here. See how that works out for you. All right, now stressing about gifts to give everybody on your holiday shopping list. How about this? Try a charitable donation instead. A survey found almost half of Americans are likely to ask for or give a donation instead of a traditional gift. So, how should you know if your potential recipient would prefer a donation to their favorite charity over a gift? Why don't you ask? If the intended recipient already gives to or volunteers for a certain charity on a frequent basis, then it might be fun to go ahead and wait and surprise them with a donation to that charity. How much should you give? Average donation this holiday season is going to be around $50. But as always, with charities, do your homework. Check out the charity. See if they're accomplishing good things. You can check on the charity's website, or they've got watchdog sites that are out there, too. CharityNavigator.org is one of them, if you want to do that. And by the way, if you have no spare change, that's no excuse, because the Salvation Army, they're out ringing the bells now. They accept cashless stuff now. You know, they've gone cashless.
Can I ask a very just rude question about that?
Sure.
If somebody did that, could you write it off?
If you could write off what?
Like, if I made a donation for you to the Salvation Army in your name, can you, Scott, write it off?
Oh, no. You write it off. No, you get the write-off.
Why? Because if it's in your name.
Yeah, but it was your money. It was your money.
Okay.
I'm not a CPA and don't play one on the radio, but that's...
I was just curious. I'd always wondered about that.
Yep, believe that's how it works. All right, 7-till.
You have the best smile. Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that. But you're the one doing the smiling. It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arendt's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets,
Great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
And as a customer, that's what you're looking for, I think, is someone that you can trust, that stands by their word. People feel good about the product they get. They feel great about the service they get. And so they get ready to go again. They don't look anywhere else. Before you settle on the price, what you ought to do is go look around. Just go in and give John and his people a shot at it and see if they can beat the price.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
It's a completely new, uplifting publication that's written and published right here in Bryan College Station. Peace, Brazos Christian Life is a non-denominational Christian media outlet and the newest addition to Bryan Broadcasting Publications' family and magazines. In Peace, Brazos Christian Life, you'll discover local, family-friendly entertainment, learn about community church events, and read of the trials and triumphs of your neighbors. Peace, Brazos Christian Life is free and available at locations throughout BCS. Or request your copy at peace107.com.
Hey, about 3:10, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Tree contractor named Leslie Branch. Facing misdemeanor charges for botching up a tree cutting job in New York, Leslie had been hired by the homeowner to remove a backyard tree that had been leaning for years. Well, in the process, a rather large limb fell on the roof of the house, slid onto the roadway, blocking the sidewalk and 3 of 4 lanes in the adjacent roadway.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice. Nice. Nobody hurt. No vehicles hit. Branch, the contractor, charged with reckless endangerment for failing to secure the limb and misjudging the direction it would fall.
Arresting officer was John Cutter.
Something like that.
Oh, my
gosh. I'd like to be there. Well, I didn't know it was going to fall that way. Okay. Exciting political news from Moscow.
Yeah?
Svetlana Panova, the woman who predicted that lizards from the planet of Nibiru would visit Earth, has registered a political party called Volya, Will in Russian. The party's website claims that the West is at war with Russia. She says there is an unannounced war against our country. It is carefully hidden by the mass propaganda. She believes there is a world government that claims the World Trade Organization is making everybody eat genetically modified food.
What's her last name?
Her last name is...
how do you spell it?
Pinova, P-E-U-N-O-V-A, Svetlana. The party only managed to register after the procedures for registering parties was eased up by...
I got to see this person.
Yeah, and again, remember, it's the giant lizards from the planet Nibiru who are visiting Earth.
Well, what are the lizards going to do?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, they could be
eat your face off.
They could be happy lizards. It could, you know, you may be able to feed them with Velveeta. I'm not sure. Anyway, Colorado fireman has freed a woman from a shallow kid's swimming pool after her belly button ring became entangled in the drain.
Oh my gosh!
Ow! Ow. Ow. That just kind of hurt.
Get that mental picture in your head.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Man.
Okay, let's see what else we got. Oh, boy, they're going to have an after-hours club at some Applebee's. After-hours club at some Applebee's. I mean, like karaoke and dance music and half-price appetizers. Boy, it'll smell good in there. That'll be great. I tell you. What they're doing is they're very interesting. They'll stay open until, 2 in the morning. What they do is on their sign, they turn off the apple part of it, and it's just called Bees.
What?
Yeah, that's it, really. It's the concept in about 100 locations starting late this past summer. About half of them are in Central Florida. I don't know what that means. Yeah, bunch of old people getting together to do karaoke. Make the print bigger. I can't read it. All right.
Turn it up.
All right. On this date in history, in 1889, Curtis P. Brady received the first patent for the first permit to drive an automobile in 18. 18-